Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two already. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Quick like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, all kinds of good stuff. Mostly free agent, but did a whole segment on college basketball and a whole segment with Jerome Solomon, who was at the White House yesterday. Mag Daddy says, what ticks me off is Texans have needs at OL and DB, yet allow AFC South rivals to sign the top names in both. First off, are you supposed to, you have to keep in mind, these things go both ways. A player has to want to come to you. Yeah, would I have loved to have seen them get Norwell at that price? Yeah, and I'm sure they probably offered him something close to that. And I'm sure he said, you know what, I think I want to go to Jacksonville. I like what's going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. It has to go both ways, and I'm sure they kicked the tires on Malcolm Butler, but I'm glad they didn't spend that kind of money on him. So I think there's better value out there where they can get more than one guy who I think could turn into that. So.
Because it's a little bit different than when they paid Jonathan Joseph, because at that point they had Kareem Jackson, who looked promising. I mean, they had some things in the works there. They had some guy. They had a sort of a system built. They had some decent defensive backs. Now it's almost a whole blown up project. You need a bunch of new stuff, and throwing a bunch of money at one guy there isn't going to fix anything.
Yeah, I mean, for what Malcolm Butler got, I'm not sold on Malcolm Butler either. Let me just make that clear. I think there's, like, if they were to get EJ Gaines at a cheaper price than that, I'd be happy with that, especially if they've added two guys back there now. I'd feel a lot better about that. The Norwell thing, yeah, would you love to have that guy? Absolutely. But it's not like you're letting the other guys get him. It's like they chose to go get him.
Now, it looks like the Jags might replace the corner spot with DJ Hayden. There, Ryan O'Halloran, I don't know how to say that name, but he's saying that he's hearing that the Jaguars are working with the deal for DJ Hayden.
So that'd be the new...
Slot corner.
Rappaport now saying, here's another offensive tackle off the board. Chris Hubbard, 5-year deal worth $37.5 million with nearly 18 guaranteed to Cleveland. That's a guy I was hoping they were looking at. But again, we talked about this yesterday. That's a big price for a guy who was a swing tackle for the Steelers.
Yep.
Yeah. And Joel said that's not what he said about Jordy Nelson. Said he and Cobb are both way overpaid for their production, but it still remains a possibility that they re-sign Nelson and try to extend Cobb to eliminate the cap hit this year. Okay. I heard it a little differently, but that's all right. That happens. I'm glad you're listening, though. Thank you. 713-780-ESPN. And, I think the thing about Butler that, is he really, especially at the beginning of the year last year, did not play well. When their defense was awful, he was one of the reasons why. Now, he got better as the season went on, but I'm not ready to pay him that kind of money.
I don't know. I feel for the Texans it doesn't fit. I still think he's a number one corner, and that's the kind of money you pay a number one corner.
Yeah, but there's a lot better number one corners out there than him, in my opinion.
Don't disagree.
So,
and I'm also always hesitant of taking someone from New England,
yeah,
and expecting them to be the same where you're at, because they won't be,
or have more production, which is what you would need out of them.
Yeah.
If you're paying them that, you're expecting more production than what you got last year, and that's, you're not going to get that. That's the one thing, and I've said that about Nate Solder yesterday. If you do get him, how many Patriots go somewhere else and are better? You're going to need him to be better. I don't think he will be, but he'll be better than what you have. And that's one where you just spend the money and say, okay. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, what about Trumaine Johnson? I would rather have him for that kind of money than Malcolm Butler if it were me. I'd even pay a little more than that for him. But that's the other thing, too. So maybe he doesn't want to come here. Maybe there's another team that he likes better.
Yeah.
That's what free agency is. It's not about, oh, well, we got to go get this guy and keep him away from this team. No, they get the players get to pick where they go, and their agents get to pick where they go, and they'll look for good fits, and they'll look for the best opportunities. So, yeah, so I wouldn't sweat that too much. And a lot of people are asking about, well, what about this money that they're paying these quarterbacks? Well, that's what the market is. Kirk Cousins.
That's the rate.
And the question you'll ask, why is Kirk Cousins making more than Drew Brees? Because that's what Kirk Cousins can get.
Yeah.
Is he better than Drew Brees? No. But Drew Brees wasn't going to Minnesota. He was staying there. He got a nice 2-year deal to stay in New Orleans. Kirk Cousins is the best available of this group. Is he that good? I mean, is he an upgrade for Minnesota? Yeah, so he's worth it for them.
And Minnesota's a team that's close.
Yeah.
If the Jets paid that money for Kirk Cousins, I would say, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Because they're not going
to... Because you're going to have 3 years of trying to rebuild your roster with this guy.
If the Browns paid him that money, I'd say, what are you doing? But the Vikings are close. And when you're close, you're willing to take those chances. And they did the same thing with Bradford. Remember everyone said, God, why would they give up so much for Sam Bradford? And until he got hurt, it looked like it was working out pretty well. And honestly, the year before this last season, Sam Bradford was great for Minnesota, and Minnesota, the rest of their team just didn't perform up to the standard. Then this year, Bradford played a couple games and looked really good, then got hurt.
Yeah.
But when you've got a really good team, you can take more chances with that money.
And that's the thing. I think the Vikings looked at it and said, okay, for us to take the next step, we've got to be better at that position.
Yep.
So 713-780-ESPN. And I think the thing to keep an eye on is as we move forward here is that some of the best signings are going to come after this first wave. Like some of the guys that, and I see that the Jets are looking at Teddy Bridgewater. Maybe if you get Teddy Bridgewater for $8 million, that's pretty good. All right, let's try a phone call. I can't read those names. Can you? You're closer.
Mike.
Okay. That'll do. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Well, you're awake. That's a start.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to comment, man, Fred, you were spot on about when you signed a New England player, about how they need to be better as far as production-wise once they leave New England. Because you look at Deion Branch. I mean, guy gets a Super Bowl MVP and then goes to Seattle and just freaking lays an egg and then comes back to New England and be a halfway decent receiver. You look at Deion Branch.
Oops, we lost him. I mean, there's a few guys that have gone on and played well when they left there. Richard Seymour comes to mind. But I don't think Ty Law was ever quite as good after he left New England. I don't know any of these guys are ever quite as good. Now, Garoppolo, we'll see. He never really got to play there. This thing's broken again.
Uh-oh.
Hang on. Talk while I try to fix this thing.
Oh, you're not going to fix that. Look, it's like a loosey-goosey there. It's broken all the way.
What does Lucy have to do with it?
That means we're down to... Yeah, because that's donezo for sure.
So you move next to AJ?
No, this will work. I'll make it work for now.
You just have to stop touching it.
Yeah, I know.
That's what she said.
Well, and I have to keep moving. I like to move around.
She does say that.
Yeah, she says it way too much.
It's always, like, everywhere you put your hand, it's like, no, not there.
No,
not there.
And then if you try to put it on the woman next to her, no, not there either. All right, is that Bo?
Yes.
Okay, let's try Bo.
Sometimes you just want to grab a boob.
I know.
Hey guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was wondering which Texas team in the tournament you guys think will make the farthest. And, you know, I'm happy my Red Raiders are there. AJ, you're finally starting to give them some love, even though they whooped up on your Longhorns to end the season in football. But which Texas team you guys think will make the farthest? Represent my Red Raiders.
Any team but Texas Tech. How's that?
Yeah, now you've, after done, that now you've done it. No, I mean, honestly, I think Texas Tech does have the best shot at going, you know, further than anybody. I think A&M has they've got the talent to do it. They should beat Providence They should. And I think North Carolina is a very, very beatable two seed. I think they're the weakest two seed.
Boy, and if A&M gets by them, I think it's on.
Well,
I think they can beat Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. But
they got the talent to beat anybody over
there. They really do. But it's I guess Texas Tech would have to be my answer, because Texas Tech is the one team I'm pretty sure is going to win multiple games. And honestly, I hate to say it, but these Texas teams look like a lot of one and dones.
Yeah, I could see a lot of them winning. TCU, I think, runs into Michigan State, which is kind of a tough matchup for them.
So there's no chance.
Yeah, well, so that's part of the problem. I do like Tech, all kidding aside, but I don't have them going very far either. I have them winning a couple games and then losing to Purdue in my bracket.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do one more. Bill.
Texas Southern also.
Sports.
Hey, sports.
Yeah, I got a question.
Sorry,
I got a question about the Steelers. Other than linebacker replacing Ryan, who do you see him trying to get in free agency, and with their cap space, they got very little. Thank you.
About the Steelers?
Yeah, I don't see them doing too much. I think they're going to basically try to get something long-term with Le'Veon Bell. But you're right, they don't have a ton of cap space there. And you know, and they don't really need much. They just need to, you know, frankly, they need to get, you know, draft well. But I don't see the, and maybe get some second-tier guys that are pretty cheap. But I don't see them making a big splash here, which is not something they really do anyway. It's not really a Steeler thing. It's pretty rare when they go out and spend a bunch of money on somebody else's guy. But, yeah, I think and you probably know that as a Steeler fan, so just sit back and enjoy would be my suggestion. And yes, we will have Lance Erline on at 5:30 today, hopefully, right, John?
Yes, he's spending some time with the family during spring break.
What a life! What a life! Just go where you please. Skip out on us yesterday. And...
Well, hey, you know what? He deserves a little bit of a break. Every time I look down there, no matter what time of day I'm here, if he's not on air, he's locked in his office doing stuff. So, all right, we're gonna take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. And just a quick check, the Steelers almost $3 million over the cap right now, so... Yeah, don't expect too much.
Not
there.
Much.
Mosaic asks, are we going to have a bracket for listeners? And John, yes, we are, right?
Yes. If you want to check out my Twitter timeline, I don't know if you guys tweeted it out yet, but we have one on ESPN.com, and there's a bunch of prizes, including a two-night stay at, I think, the Hyatt Regency, and then we got dinner, lunch, and... You guys can come. The winner will get to sit in on the Blitz for the final hour of their choosing.
What?
Yeah.
Like on live the show or like?
No, live studio.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
no, they won't be on the show.
Okay. But, yeah. I was going to say, we don't have a third working microphone.
Yeah, well, we barely have one right now, so.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, so here's what it is. You, I'll retweet Jong's tweet that has the link. Grand prize, two-night stay at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. I want that. Because that's pretty badass. Dinner at Tango in Malbec, lunch at Damaris, and then you get to sit in and listen to us for an hour.
And there's a bunch of other prizes that we'll have on the website that you guys can check out.
Yeah. Yeah, so just go to the website. And I'll also put a link on Sports Map to that tomorrow, too, so that people can jump in. But, yeah, here's some of the things you can win. First prize we just talked about, you get... A ticker from Ticker.com for second, $40 gift card to General Public for third, plus a $50 gift card to Cowboy and Indians, $50 gift cards from Uberitos. That's all for people who don't finish first or second, but finish there. And we're going to have something from Prime Social Club and two $50 gift cards from Revelry on Richmond, which if you have not been there, you need to be there. That place is pretty cool. We'll be there Thursday, and then we'll be at Prime Social on Friday. So there you go. Lots of good stuff, man. Thanks to all of our sponsors who are giving you guys great opportunities to win stuff just by filling out a bracket. And I did hear them ask on the earlier show, can you do more than one? No, you only get one bracket per person, and you have you also have to put your email in there so that you can't get away with that. So if you got more than one email and you wind up having more than one bracket, we'll find out, and then we'll dump the best bracket.
Okay.
Jong will do that because he's cruel that way. Drunk Bevo says, I have Texas winning it all. Look forward to my night at the Hyatt. Can I win the night at the Hyatt? Because if so, I'm going to take it really seriously.
No, you can't.
What? Come on.
It's not fair. Hey, quick plug for Sports Map today if you haven't been on there. Tons of stuff. Today is like the busiest Tuesday ever. We've got...
I wrote two articles
you
today.
You wrote two articles today. I wrote...
you know, I'm overworked.
We've got a free agent update thing that I'm constantly updating. It says Sports Map staff, but I did that because I thought other people might have to do it while I was on the air, but I'm actually doing that. We've got an Adrian Peterson wanting to be a Texan story. We've got Patrick Creighton on the Rockets fans saying stop doubting and get on board. We've got a soccer recap. We've got the NCAA South from AJ, the NCAA East from AJ. We've got Jermaine Every's column. We've got Raheel on Raheel's Random Thoughts. We've got Barry Warner. And we've got a story from Brian O'Donnell on did the Texans lose trade collateral when they gave up draft picks. I've also got all your odds for your Texas NCAA teams on there.
When they gave up draft, like, are you talking about when
they gave up the draft picks last year?
Like to get out of Osweiler?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but was it worth it? Yeah.
I mean, I disagree with the premise, but it's a column. And then Jared says, I'm guessing y'all aren't doing a live unfiltered show online this year. No, we're not, but somebody is, right, John?
Yeah, we'll be on stream only Friday, 10:30. And then it'll go probably close to 2 o'clock. So Raheel Lindell, and then start of the usual suspects. A brain fart there.
Yeah. Usual suspects should be fun, unfiltered. Turn those guys loose.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. But, yeah, if you get a chance, check out Sports Map, and I will post something later tonight on there with the link to what we're doing. And, you know, how you can get on there and do your bracket. So all that will be on Sports Map at some point tonight. And another thing we're doing pretty cool over on Culture Map, you know, they're doing their bracket of best new restaurant in Houston. And there's 16 finalists. And one of them is Nancy's Hustle. So that's who I'm voting for. There's I don't know that I've actually been to any of these others. I don't think. And some of them aren't even here yet. There's a barbecue place that's coming soon that made
What's
the list.
What's it called?
FEGES Barbecue. So I know you'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
But, Nancy's Hustle will be the one I vote for. So if you get a chance, get on Culture Map and jump on there and vote for your favorite. Or my favorite if you don't have a favorite.
Yeah.
So Eric Sandler put that together. We'll have to get him to describe some of these places. What's the one where we're going for the Texas Mattress Makers thing? Do you remember what that was called?
Metro.
Is it Doris Metropolitan?
Yep.
That's on the list as well. So, oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. Buddy at Big City Wings says we need to put Big City on the bracket. Now, if we're doing a best wings bracket,
it's up there for sure.
They're up there, man. They do a good job with those wings. Now I'm craving wings.
Jeez. I do like wings.
Yeah, I haven't had wings in a while. 713-780-ESPN. So looks like things have slowed down a little bit on the NFL front, which is, yeah, I'm sure some more stuff will get done tonight. I think if you're curious, are you a Schefter guy or an Ian Rappaport guy?
I don't care. I mean, who?
I just get on there and read. Refresh him, and he'll have whatever happens.
You know what I'd say. I like Schefter because Schefter, he always seems like he's got it. He always seems like he doesn't report until he knows. He's established himself as trustworthy with me.
Yeah.
The only problem with him is there's a lot of fake Schefter accounts.
Right, right. And you have to be careful. There's some fake Rappaport accounts too. But 713 says that. That barbecue place, he was the pit master at Killen's for a while.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, I'll look forward to that. So he also used to work at Underbelly and Southern Goods. That sounds promising, but okay. I'm definitely going when that thing opens. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And let's see, so Friday we're out at Prime Social Club. Unfortunately, won't be able to play the noon tournament because it won't be over in time for our show. He said maybe, but doubtful. He said if it was 5 o'clock, you'd have no problem. It's like, well, but, and I'm not going to go and just think, well, I'll play until I bust out because that's, I hate that mentality.
Yeah.
It never works. But we'll be out there. Maybe I'll play some cash beforehand. And then Saturday night, I'll be out at Sam Houston Race Park, and I'm sure we've got some giveaways for that starting here pretty soon, John. Correct?
I'll check with Michelle.
And how about your podcast? What'd you guys do yesterday?
What did we do? Oh, we just previewed some more Infinity War stuff and some rumors of some Justice League things.
So wait, this is the second podcast you've done on Infinity Wars?
No. No, I mean their promo stuff is starting to roll around. They did a bunch of, they did a giant spread on Entertainment Weekly. I think that it dropped on Monday, or it was released on Friday, and they did a bunch of other stuff that they're starting to push that stuff out now since Black Panther's kind of wrapping down. And by the way, I think Black Panther might reach that highest grossing comic book movie of all time.
Why do you associate Black Panther with rapping? That's racist of you.
Huh?
Black Panther didn't rap.
That was a dad joke. AJ with the dad joke.
Very racist.
I mean, did you catch that?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's okay.
You can try and deflect as a dad joke, but I mean, you're...
That was a really bad dad joke.
It was super racist.
Racist dad joke, though.
No. AJ told the best.
What? Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh.
So, yeah, my brother just tweeted this out, and I was going to mention at some point, but today would have been my dad's 82nd birthday if he were still around. And it's a pretty cool photo he tweeted out of him when he was young. When he was older, he looked like Red Fox. I need him to tweet out a Red Fox photo for me because people never believe me when I say that. So, yeah, you look like an Arabic Red Fox. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So next segment, we will have Lance Zierlein. He's promised us there's a 100% chance he will be here. All right, 98.2.
I think he's going to be on the phone, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to be calling.
Yes.
You, which is fine. Call all you want. And as long as we get Lance, we'll talk a little free agent frenzy with him. And I know one of the things that he's probably interested in is that Cousins is going to get a fully guaranteed contract, it looks like.
Yeah.
Which will that change things or no? I mean, I kind of think...
Honestly,
I'm going to go with no because the reality is, and I think that it's very rare that you're going to have a guy at this stage of his career that's on the free agent market.
It doesn't happen.
No. And we now have a video up on Sports Map too with Mario Ellie and Joel talking, should the Rockets rest their players down the stretch?
Yes.
I tend to agree. I don't know what they have to say because it's a video and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but it is up on Sports Map. So I believe that's the 11th thing we've posted today.
Look at you, busy beaver.
I haven't done them all. I've done like 8 of them, I think. Plus some stuff for tomorrow that hasn't gone up yet. But all right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And joining us now, one of the huge stars of Yacht Media, especially on...
The biggest free. Star. The greatest.
He's tremendous.
The starriest star.
He's the best of the best. There's nobody better.
Starish.
There's nobody more starry. Lance Zierlein.
Bigly Starly.
What's up, buddy?
Enough out of you.
You know what? I was disappointed you weren't on yesterday, but I found out the answer to my question about your Prime Social Club, and they have a noon tournament, and I was asking if it would be done in time for me to do my show. But hey, no, it won't be, so I can't
let me tell
play.
You, if I was still playing, if I had a noon tournament, and then I'm still playing at 5:30, things are going well. I'm going to be chopping.
Wow, see, AJ and I aren't going to play it thinking, oh, well, we won't make it till 4 o'clock. It's always going to be, well, one of us is going to make it till 4 o'clock. So, yeah, that sucks.
Oh, man, how about this? 3 big hands the other night. I was in on Sunday. So I like to wind down my weekends.
And King King snapped out by a river flush. Ace King over an Ace Jack got beat on the river. And then flopped a set of sixes. But I should have known, sign of the devil, it was going to be a loss. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I ended up getting beat by a boat. So it was just a really bad luck day on Sunday. Good cards, bad luck. It happens.
Yeah.
At least, the best of us.
Yeah, and at least you got some cards to play there. So
no,
so,
you know, yesterday I was actually taking the kids to, we went to the, I got an invitation to go to the game, pretty good seats for the Spurs, and since I haven't seen my kids in about 5 months, I wasn't even sure if my family was still at home, frankly. I thought, well, I better go do something with them, so the wife, you know, stays with me and whatnot. Since it's spring break, but now I had to tell her, well, free agency now, so I probably won't see you after tomorrow for another week.
Well, do they still like you at least?
I mean, they tolerate me as long as I'm buying them.
They at least pretend.
Yeah.
As long as I'm buying hamburger baskets and things like that, they're okay with me.
Hey, are you getting any intel on the Texans and where they might be going besides what they've already done? Because I still think they need two more offensive linemen and another guy in the secondary.
Well, okay, so obviously they're going to go Chantrell Henderson, who's a one-year deal from the Buffalo Bills. A lot of questions when he came out about his love of the game, desire for the game. This is clearly Brian Gain is fine with him. He's fine enough that he'll give him a one-year Band-Aid contract. Nate Solder, I think, we'll see what happens with Nate Solder, but I think the Texans have to really be really aggressive with him. So I do think they got a good shot with him, and you know, specifically if you consider what is going on with his son and the medical care that he needs, and MD Anderson being here in Houston, you could have two tackles. But the Zach Fulton piece is interesting because I guess the talk is Zach Fulton playing, you know, center for the Texans, but that's the same position Nick Martin plays, and I think Nick Martin is not as good at guard. So that is curious. And what it tells me is either Nick Martin will play guard. The Texans are a little concerned about Nick Martin's overall health since he has, you know, missed the end of the season in three of the last 5 years dating back to college, or that they'll start off with Zach Fulton maybe playing some center, but he could eventually move back to guard, which is also where he played in Kansas City.
Is there a chance that if they get the right guys that Allen is gone and maybe Derek Newton as well and you clear some more cap space?
I don't know how you even say Derek Newton anymore. I mean, to me, Derek Newton is a non-starter because we don't know anything about him. And it wouldn't shock me at all if Jeff Allen is gone. You might want to keep him short-term just to see how things go after the draft and release him. You know, the June 1st cutoff date, you could do that. Release him after you see how the draft goes. Because a lot of teams will hang on to some players just for roster stability, and once the draft is over, they make determinations then. So that could be the case. I think the interesting one is Aaron Colvin. Texans are supposed to sign Aaron Colvin from Jacksonville Jaguars. He is a slot defender, which could mean they are going to push Kareem Jackson now to safety, which is something that is probably – could have happened a year ago based on Kareem's lack of speed. We'll see if Kareem can play safety. It's a completely different position. People just think that's a seamless transition from corner to safety, and it's really not. So we'll have to see how that works. We'll have to see if they make any kind of an effort to hang on to Jonathan Joseph. My guess is they make at least one corner move, and then they will have to be extremely aggressive at cornerback in the draft as well. So usually what you see in free agency, it's a little jarring for fans because they've spent all their time worrying about team needs and mock drafts, and then all of a sudden these teams start to fill some of these needs, and they think, well, wait a minute, that's throwing all the mock drafts off now. Now I don't know what my team's going to do. But the reality is a lot of times these are just Band-Aid moves that allow you not to have to reach for that player that you may want. And if it's not there, it's not there. So the Texans are in that rare situation where they have a crap ton of holes. They don't have much draft capital in terms of a first or second rounder, but they do have money to spend in free agency. You usually aren't going to – it's usually not a smart policy to go out and spend a bunch of money in free agency. It rarely ends well. The Texans really have no choice. They have to fill holes for starters, and they got to do it this year with the money. So The question will be how many long-term deals. You know, Aaron Colvin is a deal that is going to be a minimum of 3 or 4 years. I mean, it's set for a four-year deal. That's going to be considered, you know, quote-unquote long-term deal. Chantrell Henderson, one-year deal. He's a Band-Aid. It allows him to get to the next year's draft, you know, in terms of the tackle. So, or it buys Julian Davenport, who they drafted last year in the fourth round, another year. So I think that's going to be critical if they can hang on in the Nate Solder sweepstakes. Once again, that's, you know, no more than a 2-year player at most. So you're really looking at a couple of Band-Aids. And I would much rather see Band-Aid signings and then draft and develop your own than long-term free agent deals, because those frequently don't work out for you.
So it's not concerning for you that the Jags just signed the best offensive lineman that was available to a long-term deal, the Titans signed the best secondary guy to a long-term deal? That doesn't bother you at all if you're a Texans?
Not the Jaguar part, because I think Norvell's just okay. And who's the remind me who the Titans, who they signed?
Malcolm Butler.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where Butler was going. I hadn't heard on Butler. I knew the Texans might not be in the mix if Colvin was. Yeah, but that concerns me a little bit. That's a need for the Jaguars are, you know, we'll see how. I mean, they got better. Yeah, the Jacksonville Jaguars got better. I don't know that they got substantially better, but they got better. That was a position of need. What happens now is Jacksonville can kind of free stroke in free agency because they don't have a lot of major needs. They can add a tight end. They added Marquise Lee. They let Allen Robinson go. They don't have to draft wide receiver in the first round if they don't want to now. So that's where you want to be, is where Jacksonville is. Jacksonville hangs on. You know, they need a guard, so now they're out there looking at the best players now. Tennessee, this is what happens when you're a Texans and your roster is incomplete. Whatever people want to say about Rick Smith and he did this well and did that well, the fact is the roster's kind of a mess right now. And without a first or second rounder, one of them was you had to give up a second rounder because Brock Osweiler was that bad a signing. I mean, you put yourself in a real position here where you've got to go find starters on the free agent market. Well, that's never where you want to be in free agency. And that's where the Texans are, to the tune of at least 3 players and maybe 4.
Well, and we always talk about when you win free agency, you usually don't win on the field. You know, look at the Dolphins that have done this, the Giants recently.
Right.
It did seem to work for the Jaguars, though, because they had a couple of years in a row where they went out and signed some guys and put them around the ones that they drafted, and it seems to work pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's you have some hits, there's no question, and Calais Campbell was a really big hit. But like you said, the real key is they already had a good core group of young talent that were waiting to develop. So there was already something there. If you're just hoping that the free agent signings are your talent, that's where you get in trouble, because everything is now riding on those players. So there's no question that it can be risky, but at the same time, if you already have talent surrounding those guys, you got a culture that is ready to be activated and win at a high level, especially if those free agents can help to heighten that culture, which, let's face it, Arizona, Calais Campbell has been winning in Arizona the last 3 years. I think that really helps Jacksonville specifically.
Lance Zierlein is our guest. Okay, so the quarterbacks seem to be falling into place. Who's the big winner in this in terms of the quarterback shuffle?
Well, I mean, the big winner is going to be Josh Allen and probably the Colts. A lot of teams really like Josh Allen. And I shouldn't say a lot of teams, but enough teams really like Josh Allen. What the Buffalo Bills did, trading Cordy Glenn and flip-flopping 12 and 21 with the Cincinnati Bengals, it basically is putting themselves in position, much like the Philadelphia Eagles did for Carson Wentz. They now have a fifth pick and a 20th pick. So they have the capital now to fight back against any other team that wants to move inside the top 5 to draft a quarterback. So, you know, if Sam Darnold goes 1, well, then the Eagles could easily go, let's say, Josh Allen 2, and that throws all that, you know, it throws the quarterback stuff kind of away. Because I don't think Josh Rosen goes 2. I think Josh Allen is more likely to get drafted ahead of Josh Rosen. But the Indianapolis Colts are not one player away. And so if Saquon Barkley or any other player other than a quarterback goes 1 or 2, then all of a sudden somebody's going to – the Arizona Cardinals who are going to sign Sam Bradford to a 1-year deal,
they're still in the market for a quarterback. The Buffalo Bills have to have a quarterback. So basically, Chris Ballard and the Colts can say, hey, come on up, boys. Come up to the number three spot, and we'll make sure that you get your quarterback because we want your draft picks. And I don't know that that's a good thing for the Texans either, quite frankly. Although, if I'm being honest and somebody tells me, ooh, Josh Allen's in the division now. Actually, it wouldn't be because the Colts would be. Oh, actually, I take it back. That is terrifying because then the Colts are getting future capital for draft picks to strengthen their roster against what the Texans have. So actually, now that I recalibrate, the Colts would be adding draft capital, which is much more dangerous than, frankly, one pass rusher like Bradley Chubb.
Do you think the Bills trading up with Cincinnati, obviously they're posturing for a quarterback.
Yep.
Do you think they're happy to take one there at 12, or do you think they're looking to move up even further?
No, I think they know they have to move. You start counting the name of teams. You start counting up teams and need quarterback, and you still have to get ahead of the Miami Dolphins potentially at 11. And that's if you like Baker Mayfield. Now, I've heard rumors that they like Mason Rudolph, but I don't see any reason why you would trade up to
you could have gotten him at 21 or 22
to make sure you get Mason Rudolph. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. My guess is they're looking to get inside Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen territory. But, you know, it might be Baker Mayfield, but with that weather in Buffalo now, you got to have some pretty strong arm talent to buzz it through some of the weather there. So a lot of times they look for a particular kind of quarterback, which is why Nathan Peterman didn't make a tremendous amount of sense since he's kind of a weak arm quarterback when they drafted him. But they didn't do that until the fifth round last year. But I think they're definitely the dangerous one. And then can we just talk about Kirk Cousins for a second? Who in the history of the NFL has ever finagled the system better than him? He took a franchise deal because he didn't want to take a long-term deal. Okay, he didn't think he was getting fair value. That's fine. Franchise deal is 1 year. It's dangerous if you get hurt, but it's a lot of money if you don't, and it's guaranteed. He took the second franchise year, which most players do not want a second franchise. He took it gladly because he knew that he would get paid as one of the top quarterbacks in the league for a year, and then he would be a free agent after all these quarterback contracts started coming in, and it would do is bolster his value if he played okay and stayed healthy. So he bet on himself. Now he gets all of his contract guaranteed according to reports, which is the first time I've ever seen that in NFL history where a quarterback gets all of it guaranteed over a relatively short period of time. And then after 3 years, if he once again doesn't get hurt, he is going to be set for a brand new contract once again. And we could be looking at the most money ever earned for an average quarterback in NFL history. I think that's fairly certain that's going to happen.
Yeah, and a lot of people have said, well, this will change the way contracts are done for quarterbacks. But in reality, how often does this situation come up the way he's done it?
Well, it's not often, though. And here's why, Fred. I mean, everyone wants to get a long-term deal. And they say, look, we'll give you a bunch of money, but we want some club control over the last couple of years of that deal to where we can either renegotiate your contract, we'll make it a high number, where we can renegotiate your contract, extend you. We don't want you opting out early. By getting a guaranteed deal, by getting all of it guaranteed, which clearly is Kirk Cousins creating, you know, utilizing his leverage, he is going to be in position. And quarterbacks have long earning potential. They're going to play a long time. Cousins is going to hit a second big contract after just 3 years, and those 3 years are going to be guaranteed. So it's rare to see players willingly take 2 years of franchise without complaining and being bitter. He's the opposite. That guy has sat there and he's played the system. He's gotten paid like a top quarterback, and then he's going to get paid he's going to be the highest paid quarterback in the league this year. And then once again, he could be positioned to do that once again in 3 more years when Ben Roethlisberger might be out of the league, Tom Brady might be out. Shoot, even Aaron Rodgers could be out of the league by then. So this could be a game changer with how quarterbacks look to get paid now, because every agent is seeing this and saying, sweet.
Yeah, but
short term, fully guaranteed contract.
How many guys do what Kirk Cousins did, you know, go through 2 years of being franchised and basically get better both of those years and then get paid at the end of it? That just seems the rarity. Like, normally I feel like when they franchise these guys, they're almost hoping that he regresses so they can get a better deal long term. But Kirk Cousins just kept getting better.
Well, you know, Washington also is at fault here because Washington had chances to be more aggressive with their offers, and they didn't do it. And at some point, Kirk Cousins, I know Scott McLuhan, their former GM, has said in the past that he wanted to get an extension done with Kirk Cousins, and ownership really didn't want to do that. And because they didn't do that early on, they didn't bet on him early on, he basically bet on himself and said, no, I'm not taking anything that I feel like is below market value. Washington clearly never bought all the way in on Kirk Cousins, and now he's going to reap the benefits. And he's going to a team, frankly, that is, you know, they're in position to win. We'll see what Case Keenum does over there in Denver. Now, your boy Case now, AJ, has got some pretty good wide receivers over there with Denver, but they're kind of the out-of-sight, out-of-mind team. But that is a team that still has a lot of talent on both sides of the ball.
You know, when you talked about weather and how that could affect, how successful a guy is in a certain place, do you worry about Case Keenum in a place like Denver in an outdoor stadium?
No, not that much. I mean, I'm worried about weather. I'm worried about wind with Case Keenum. But he's got that sharp release. He doesn't have a pop gun arm, but he doesn't have a big arm. He's just got a quick release. But I'm not really worried about that because I don't think the wind is going to be a major issue. The altitude is, but the offense that they're expected to run is really going to be something that I think will I can tell you fantasy owners are going to be very happy about what happens with Emmanuel Sanders because he should have a really, really big season this year. And if you look at the way Stephon Diggs is comparable to Sanders, I think Thielen physically is comparable to Demaryius Thomas. So I think there's a kind of Case has already thrown to those kind of physical prototypes already. I think it will make some sense for him there.
So what happens with A.J. McCarron now that all these places seem to be getting filled? It looks like Teddy Bridgewater's talking to the Jets. Yeah. Where do you think McCarron winds up?
Man, I mean, I would think that Buffalo would want a piece of him, but the problem is if you're moving up, if you're Buffalo and you're moving up, are you just going to be short time with A.J. McCarron? I mean, I guess that's one of the things you could do, but Sam Bradford's the Band-Aid in Arizona. Teddy, as you mentioned, with the Jets. You've got Tyrod Taylor with the Cleveland Browns. I mean, you're running out of places for him. I'm to the point now where I really, other than the, you could look at maybe here's a name, here's a team that no one ever talks about: San Diego Chargers. Phillip Rivers getting older. Why not put him over there with that team? AJ doesn't want to be a backup clearly, but I don't know where he can go and be a starter. He might be able to go for a short term deal with the Buffalo Bills. And essentially, if he plays really well, he'll hit a jackpot. But I don't see anyone giving him a long-term deal, so I'm not really sure where he stands right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that was a weird one because all the talk was, well, if you don't get Kirk Cousins, A.J. McCarron might be worth a Mike Glennon-type deal, and it looks like now he may not be getting a starting job.
Well, I mean, who are the teams we can really start to – look, there's a lot of teams.
And Buffalo's the only team that really needs a starter now, right?
Like exactly. That's the problem is a lot of these teams have now been filled. They're going to fill their bridge quarterback role. So who is A.J. McCarron? Where's the – Case Keenum and Kirk Cousins are getting the starter positions. So where – and I don't know how long-term Case Keenum's deal is going to be. So where does A.J. McCarron fit? I don't know. The only place that makes any sense for me right now – it's Buffalo, but even that's not a guaranteed long-term deal, I don't think. Not with how aggressively they're moving up, but, you know, we'll see. Maybe they would. Maybe they do think he could be the potential future, and maybe they're just moving up for a special inside linebacker and a, you know, I don't know. We'll have to see what direction. Frankly, I don't care what the Bills are doing. I've got enough problems with the Texans.
All right.
I mean, it's a mess. You can't stop anybody, and you can't block anybody.
Other than that, though.
Everything's fine.
As long as those ACLs hold up.
All right, that's Lance Zierlein. You can follow him on Twitter, at Lance Zierlein, and he'll be writing for SportsMap tomorrow, so make sure you tune in for that.
I will. It's going to be a free agent article, as a matter of fact.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, we will talk to you soon, and may see you. We'll see you around, I'm sure, this week.
Yep, I'll be around.
All right.
We'll see you guys.
All right. You know who knows about Bill Advisor is Lance Zierlein. That dude saved over $2,000 a year from Bill Advisor. So if you think it's not real, I'm here to tell you it is. They've got the $150 challenge going right now, and that means you take their challenge and it's guaranteed money in your pocket. If you don't save at least $150 with Bill Advisor, you're going to get every penny back, and they're going to send you a $50 Amazon gift card That's a guaranteed win. You know you're overpaying for your monthly recurring bills. You're paying too much for your TV. You're paying too much for your internet, your cell phone, insurance, energy. You're paying too much for all of it. But, I mean, you signed up for the deal, and then you said, okay, well, that's it. And then they upped the charges on you, or you're not getting as good a deal now as the brand new guy who's got the same service as you. That's not right. BillAdvisor.com goes and gets those savings back for you. They work directly with all these service providers. You don't have to give up your internet speed. You don't have to give up channels, and they're going to actually just save you money. The average BillAdvisor customer is saving over $830 a year. A lot are saving over $1,000 per year. Like I said, Lance saved $2,000 a year. Take the challenge. Start saving right now. Text the word BILLS, B-I-L-L-S, to 313131, or sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. Text the word BILLS, 313131, or visit BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.